Adam Schiff wins U.S. Senate seat over former baseball star Steve Garvey. Democrat Congressman Adam Schiff bested Republican and former baseball star Steve Garvey in the race for California's U.S. Senate seat, according to the Associated Press, which called the race at 11 p.m. Eastern Time even before the results were in. The coveted Senate seat, held for decades by late Senator Dianne Feinstein, who died at 90 on September 29, 2023, is currently held by Senator LaFonza Butler. She was appointed by California Governor Gavin Newsom but is not seeking re-election. Garvey earned the second spot in the state's top two jungle primary on Super Tuesday, March 5, trailing Schiff by 3,478 votes. A total of 7.3 million votes were cast between more than 27 candidates, not including write-ins statewide in the primary, leaving Schiff with 31.6% of the vote and Garvey with 31.5%. Garvey's campaign, known as a star player with the Los Angeles Dodgers and later with the San Diego Padres in a career that spanned from 1969 to 1987, Garvey's opponents had a field day with baseball analogies in the first and second televised debates on January 22 and February 14 before the primary. Garvey was grilled by Schiff and two other Democrats, Representatives Katie Porter and Barbara Lee, because he voted for Trump in the 2016 and 2020 elections. Schiff said Garvey's first debate performance was a whiff, and Porter quipped, "Once a Dodger, always a Dodger," when he appeared to be in a hot box over his reluctance to admit he voted for Trump. "This is not the minor leagues," Porter quipped. "Who will you vote for? I think when we vote for a president and he's duly elected, I believe we should support that president, support the office, because that's the leader of the United States, the free world," Garvey said, covering his political bases. In the second debate, Garvey pushed back against Schiff for his relentless barbs about Garvey voting for Trump, calling him out for lying to Congress in what has become widely known as the Russia hoax. "I think you've been censured for lying," Garvey said. "I was censured for standing up to a corrupt president. And you know something, I would do it all over again," Schiff replied. "Sir, you lied to 300 million people. You can't take that back," Mr. Garvey said. Schiff's censure. Schiff came under the national media spotlight for his role in former President Donald Trump's first impeachment trial and was later censured by the U.S. House of Representatives in June 2023 for making unsubstantiated claims that Trump's 2016 campaign colluded with Russia and his leading role in the Trump-Russia probe. The censure, a formal reprimand of a member's conduct, which passed with a 213-209 vote, stated that neither the U.S. Department of Justice nor the House investigations in 2017 found any evidence of collusion or criminal conspiracy. As chairman of the House Intelligence Committee at the time, Schiff perpetuated false allegations from the Steele dossier accusing numerous Trump associates of colluding with Russia into the congressional record, according to the censure House Resolution 521. Whereas for years, Representative Schiff abused this trust by alleging he had evidence of collusion that, as is clear from reports by Special Counsel Robert Mueller, Department of Justice Inspector General Michael Horowitz, and Special Counsel Durham, never existed, the resolution states. Schiff was a California state senator from 1996 to 2000 and has served in the U.S. House since 2001. A unique race. Garvey led a relatively quiet campaign. He was noticeably absent from Trump's only California rally in Coachella and the California Republican Party's spring convention in Burlingame in May. Trump declined to endorse Garvey at a campaign stop at his golf course in Rancho Palo Verdes, California, on September 13th. He told reporters Garvey had no chance of winning without the Make America Great Again movement behind him. "I don't know much about Steve Garvey," Trump said. "I think he's made a big mistake because he hasn't reached out to MAGA." When asked if not reaching out to Trump's campaign hurt his chances of winning, Garvey told KCRA3 in an October 30th interview that his race was very unique, that he knew it was going to be extremely difficult, and for that reason, he only sought the endorsements of police and sheriffs and first responders. Border crisis. In the first debate, Schiff said the immigration system is broken, but that immigrants who have fled violence and are seeking asylum in the U.S. deserve respect and dignity. "It is a crisis. It is unsustainable. But we should approach this with compassion. And we should also try to get people to apply for asylum safely from their home countries," he said. Garvey, who has advocated for closing the border, criticized all three of his Democrat opponents early in the debate. First of all, if you break the law, it's illegal. Second of all, where have you all been the last 3 years? He asked. We have a pathway to citizenship. Let's enforce it. Illegal border crossings have increased by more than tenfold over the past few years, and illegal immigrants are bringing drugs, cartels, and human trafficking with them, he said. In the second debate on February 14th, Schiff called for order at the border, but said Trump's border wall was a draconian solution. He argued that the Biden administration was taking action to deal with the crisis, and said more federal funding was needed to hire more immigration judges to process claims faster so illegal immigrants don't have to wait for years to have their asylum claims adjudicated. I don't agree with Mr. Garvey, who is promoting Donald Trump's border wall. That doesn't work. It's ineffective. You can cut through that wall, Schiff said at the time. Middle East conflict. In the first debate, in response to a question posed by moderators about the Hamas terror attacks on October 7th last year, Garvey said he supported Israel as the greatest U.S. ally in the Middle East and that it's right to fight back and defend its sovereignty. I stand with Israel yesterday, today, and tomorrow, he said. That day was atrocious. Terrorists, while Israelis slept, performed atrocities. Schiff said Israel not only has the right to defend itself, but a duty to defend its citizens after the brutal murder, rape, and torture of its people at the hands of terrorists. The magnitude of that horror is still shocking to me, and I think the United States should support Israel, he said. We can't leave Hamas governing Gaza. Schiff said he supports a two-state solution and suggested the United States work with Israel to reduce the number of civilian casualties in the conflict. In April, Garvey held a press conference in Los Angeles urging political leaders to find the political courage to shut down anti-Israel demonstrations at more than 200 college campuses across the United States. The student protests, such as those at the University of Los Angeles, California campus, he said, showed organized support for terrorism. More than 200 students, some wearing Palestinian scarves, brought dozens of tents and carried signs that expressed a range of sentiments from pro-Palestinian to anti-Zionist to Black Lives Matter and anti-police. A Real Clear Politics average of 9 polls, 4 conducted by the Public Policy Institute of California, between August 29th and October 14th, had showed Schiff ahead by 22.6 points with 57.3% of the vote. But Garvey said in an October 30th Wake Up America interview on Newsmax that he was within single-digit percentage points of winning. PPIC published a statewide survey in October stating that 63% of likely voters supported Schiff over 37% for Garvey.